You can donate $12 a month. Just 1 hour of your workday could go to supporting the community radio that you love, need, and want to support.
And we have Jesse, Walt, Jack, and Chelsea here answering the phones. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, and they can guide you through. Alex mentioned giving every month 1 hour's worth of salary, or you can give $5 a month or $10 a month. It's all valuable to us. As you heard, Brian, Aaron, and Monica were talking about the history of the station. We started back at 10 watts in 1968, and now we're at 25,000 watts, something like that, here about 47 years later and going strong. And that's thanks to you, the listeners, because that's how we make our money. 80% of our operating revenue comes from listeners, members like you. So give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go online, kbo.fm.
You are tuned to KBOO Portland. Up next is Right to Survive Radio, but first these important messages.
And now, a blast from the past, a little tidbit from the KBOO archives.
Hello, I'm John Platt, a KBOO volunteer. KBOO Public Affairs is an important part of the Oregon community. No other radio station in the state offers the variety and the alternative views of KBOO. Perhaps because KBOO is not beholden to any special commercial or institutional interest. It is listener-supported, and if you are not a member of KBOO, yet enjoy the freshness and diversity of KBOO Community Radio, please join the KBOO Foundation. The price is small for what you get. Listener-supported community radio at KBOO.
Tune in Saturday, February 14th for our membership drive, Bluegrass Marathon. From 9 to 5, we'll have bluegrass music and live performances by New Blue, The New 5 Cents, Holler Bodies, Mountain Honey, The Puddle Town Ramblers, and String Style, all playing live in studio. That's Saturday, February 14th from 9 to 5, 8 hours of bluegrass music here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
This is Lisa Fay with Right to Survive Radio. R2S Radio goes into the houseless community, making their voices heard, speaking to individuals on subjects that directly relate to their daily struggles.
Somebody help me.
That's work.
This is not healthy.
Oh, man.
I am not my feet.
What I do, have the power to break the chains.
Doing what's right, you.
Welcome back to Right to Survive Radio here on KBOO 90.7 FM here in Portland. I'm Lisa Fay, your host for the next hour, and our topic today is the struggles of houseless men. Throughout this show, you will hear some of the challenges our four guests face living on Portland streets as they try to survive. KBOO is also in the last week of its pledge drive, and if you, and I know you do have your favorite shows here on Portland's longest-running community radio station, I urge you to call in with your support to join or renew your membership. The phone number for KBOO is 877-500-5266. Or go on the web at kboofm/donate. And for our listeners that love to tweet, use your Twitter and the hashtag SupportKBOO with a message about Right to Survive show or any of the other wonderful shows here on KBOO. You could tweet that you are a supporter or that you just donated. Whatever it is, we want to hear from you. I and all of us here at Right to Survive Radio want you to enjoy the show. And if you missed any of the ways to support KBOO, we will break throughout the hour with information and great prize opportunities.
I've got a name. I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did. But I'm living the dream that he kept.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're in a houseless community in Portland, Oregon on Ground Zero where the houseless people reside. And our topic of the show is the struggle of houseless men. And today I'm here with
Mike Summers,
Jermaine Johnson,
Rodney Wool.
I usually ask people, so how long have you been houseless?
About 3 or 4 years.
And you?
About five.
And about you? Two.
Okay. And then you all struggles. What was it like before you came houseless and looking at houseless people?
I thought I was better than them because, I had a house and they didn't. By me being homeless, I see now that I'm not better than them. I'm with them.
Because you can't help it. You're with them. You're in the streets. I know. What about you, Rodney?
Well, I was homeless for about 5 years. I've had a car, I've had an apartment, I've had a good paying job, and when I became homeless, I started looking at the other homeless people and just kind of wondering how am I going to fit into this group, okay, and how I can help it out.
So do you find that it's way different than what you perceived it was, or the way the city officials or the government tell you how houseless people are now that you houseless yourself?
Yes, I do. And believe it or not, in Nevada, that's where I last came from, they was doing sweeps and finding people that was bringing food out to feed the homeless people. I even seen a Christian group come out when the wind was blowing so hard, so bad, that they made the big tornadoes, picking up paper and
the whirlwinds.
Cyclones. I seen them people walk right in that. It was like maybe like a block of nothing but dust and dirt.
Wow. And you, Michael?
I've been homeless for about a year and a half, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And before I became homeless, it was like I never saw it. You know, it appeared to me that it was an invisible kind of thing. And then when I became homeless, it's almost like it came totally out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa, I didn't know it was as bad as it appeared being homeless.
Yeah. So when you say bad, you mean the multitude of people
that's
in the streets.
That's
okay.
Bad.
Okay. All right. Let's clear that.
Yeah, because... No, that's a good clarification to make. Because, you know, even coming downtown there once in a while, mm-hmm. you saw your token, right. In quote, token, homeless person, but you didn't see it as, as crisis mm-hmm. as you do when you become homeless. So
right.
it's kind of like it opened your eyes to a bigger problem than what you thought was out there.
Mm-hmm. But Rodney, I hear that, before a lot of people, like Mike was saying, they was invisible, houseless situation was right. invisible. Is it that we train or we program to just turn blind side to the people that's not in housing, we just walk by?
Yes, I think that's the reason why right there. I mean, if everybody would stop and look and figure out how much, they could help out by either donating clothes or food or information on where we can go to be safe. I think that'll help out a lot.
So why do you think that when people are going to be houseless for the first time, they have this fear? What is the fear? I don't understand that.
Well, because there's good homeless people and there's bad homeless people. running around.
I mean, that's good. People that live inside and bad people that live inside too.
Well, right? True, true. I mean, you just
you
have
got
to
good police, bad police. You got good politicians.
So you just have to be careful about, you know, where you go. I mean, if you got a friend that's homeless, or make a friend that's homeless, you shouldn't be afraid. You know, they say safeties and twos.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of believe that it's the fear of the unknown. You're going out on the streets for the first time. You know, it's the fear of the unknown. What am I going to do? Where am I going to stay? Am I going to even be out here and not be assaulted? Or that kind of thing. So I really feel it's the fear of the unknown.
So the fear of the unknown is like, I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know where I'm going to sleep. I don't know where I'm going to get my food. It's not fear of the people.
Well, that's how it was when I moved here. You know, I was scared because when I first came here, and so I didn't know where to go. And then when somebody told me about Right to Dream 2, I stayed here one night. And then after that, I was like, well, I don't know what else to do. And I didn't know none of the resources. I didn't know anything. You know, every day I was thinking about what was my next step or what I was going to do.
Possess my car, don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing in the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. Crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bag.
Good evening, y'all. My name is Mike, and you're listening to KBOO Community Radio's Winter Membership Drive right now. And right now, it's the time to call. Pick up your phone, 877-500-5266. Give us a call. Let us know that you want to support KBOO and continue this type of programming that you get Monday through Friday, good news and public affairs. Right to Survive Radio, bringing you to the front lines on the streets. People out here surviving without a roof over their head and doing it effectively, letting you know that it can be done. Does it mean it should be done? Well, that's up for debate, you know, and I know there's a lot of ways that people are working to keep people off of the streets and to take care of people when they're on the streets. And it's only on KBOO 90.7 FM on your dial where you're going to be able to hear firsthand from the people who are surviving through these circumstances, from the people who are organizing to survive within these circumstances, what it's like to be in their shoes, and about how people need to be thinking about that, because without considering that, then you're really kind of being ignorant, willfully ignorant. And we don't support that type of ignorance. You know, there's the ignorance of not knowing, and there's the ignorance of actually intentionally ignoring what's right in front of you. And KBOO is all about informing people. That's what our news and public affairs are about. And if you're somebody that listens to us, like you might be listening to us right now, and you're not a member, we want to encourage you to pick up your phone and dial 877-500-5266. We've got volunteers that are eager to answer your call and accept a donation. We can take monthly donations from your credit card, your debit card, your checking account, through electronic funds transfer. A little bit each month is a fantastic way to give to KBOO. Doesn't make too much of a dent in your budget, and we would love for you to budget KBOO into your spending yearly, because it's a valuable community resource. So once again, you can pick up your phone, 877-500-5266. Give us a call, set up a payment plan. Those sustaining memberships are really going to help us keep our news and public affairs and our music coming to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, as we've been doing for 48 years now. And if you're online, go to kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
I've ever known, don't know where it goes, but it's only me.
Right to Survive Radio, KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And we in Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, in the houseless community. And today I'm here with
Jerry.
The title of our show is The Struggle of Houseless Men. What are some of your challenges?
What the challenge is, you know, finding a balance in between shelter, productivity, and safety for my wife and finding a balance in between peaceful resolution and having to deal with knuckleheads that just don't stop.
Yeah, and so we know that people stereotype us, you know, the houseless community. Do that make that difficult for you to get back on your feet?
Yeah, because, you know, apply for a job and they find out you got no home and I'm actually assuming you're going to rip them off and not show up for your shit or spell it away or something. So they just pass it on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, the work you put in goes into file 13.
I prefer the circular file.
The circular file.
It goes right to the shredder, to the trash can. You know?
As being a male, all the negativeness or positive come on to us, and you the man, why you got your partner out here, or why you out here, does that put pressure on you?
No, you know, I don't strive to meet anybody else's expectations. I am who I am, you know, I do the best that I can. I keep myself honest, I keep myself clean, and that is enough to push me through.
Yeah. So how do you think the social service expect you all to be, or how do they help you all in trying to get productive as a couple, as a married couple?
They don't. Most of the social services out here will not accept a couple without children in their custody, which we don't have by ourselves.
What is your day like? I mean, and you know, as you struggle enough to get productive, whether the day is dry or rainy, which way is harder to seek that goal of yours?
I have to go to rain. You know, if it's drier, warmer, we can move about more. You know, my wife's got fibromyalgia and some other muscle and nerve conditions. So the rain and the cold makes it really hard for her to move around.
Mm-hmm.
I got arthritis and tendonitis from my fingers to my shoulders. So the colder it is, the worse off it is.
So how hard is it for you to take a shower?
Depending that I don't have to work no shift.
Uh-huh.
We can zip open TPI first thing in the morning and get our shower. We got one yesterday. It was the first time in a week that we were able to get down there.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, I don't smell myself for so long. So I have to get down there. I have to. Uh-huh. The whole thing about houses, people, and their poor personal hygiene drives me nuts. You know, I have to get down there. I have to live.
Uh-huh.
Stay on top of your hygiene, otherwise.
Yeah.
Contract all sorts of stuff.
Can you just go anytime you want, or you got to go within a time frame?
Keep you out pretty much. If you're not there by 9 o'clock, you're not getting a shower.
Because it's that long line and people wanting showers too. And is that the only place a male can go get showers?
No, I didn't go down to the rescue mission. It's my personal choice not to go to the rescue mission. Yeah.
What about laundry?
Laundry's a little more problem. TPI runs on barter points, and all the laundry that we do is based on my ability to go in and get the work done, or we have to pay cash.
Uh-huh.
And when you're houseless, cash is not always the easiest thing to come up with.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you ever slept on the streets?
Oh, yes. Yes. We have. I mean, we've been houseless before, briefly. I've been on the streets of downtown before, and throughout my 20s, you know, on and off, I've been houseless. Southeast Portland. While everything here at Rights Dream 2 is not exactly predictable, this is, in my opinion, a safer place. It is the safest place.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to worry about being housed by the cops, and we ain't got to worry about our stuff being taken. So it does have its advantages. Of course, now it helps that we're members and we have our own spot in the back, so we don't got to worry about being ripped off.
Yeah. You know, I don't have to ask, do you protect yourself, but everybody protect themselves. First, let me ask you, do you work, or why not, or are you pursuing work?
Right now, I'm not working. I had a mental health crisis a few years ago. At that point, I had a home. I was working three jobs. And due to unforeseen circumstances and health conditions, we managed to lose everything.
Uh-huh.
But yes, I'm trying to find employment. It's not easy. I got a criminal record, so that comes back. naturally assume that if you, you know, broken a law or done time in jail, that, you know, you got a problem blind. So they blanket everybody to stereotype that, you know, hey, you got a felony, you're garbage. That never helps.
So do you think stereotyping and other people's expectation put a lot on the male gender, but it's even more when you're sleeping outside?
It's definitely more when you're sleeping outside.
It's the expectations and the stereotype more harder on a male living inside a house or outside on the street?
No, I'd have to say, you know, probably outside. You know, you walk through the streets and the guys out here, they have, you know, codes they live by. You know, you don't see nothing, you don't say nothing. My dog, they can have their own opinion. I'm big enough to turn around and walk the other direction.
And so struggling to find housing, is it harder for a male?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they got, you know, over a dozen houses, women's shelters in the city of Portland.
All right. Thank you much.
Thanks.
This is a man's world.
Good evening, y'all. Once again, it's me, Mike. I'm back. You're listening to the KBOO Community Radio's Winter Membership Drive. And right now, it's time. Pick up your phone. Give us a ring. 877-500-5266 to support KBOO. I'm Mike Crenshaw, and I'm here with my man, Radical Clavicle.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening, Clav? How you doing tonight, man?
I'm good. I'm Clavicle, the host of 1212 every first Friday.
That's right. I'm going to be down here for 1212. This Friday, but you're not doing it this Friday, right?
I'm not, but you know what? I might have to stop by just for a special occasion.
Okay, I understand we're going to have some of the kids up in here from Portland African American Leadership Forum and D-Gentrify Portland, so I'm looking forward to that. And that's, you know, that's just the taste, along with Right to Survive Radio. That's the taste of the reflection of the community that we actually live in, that you get to experience when you tune in to 90.7 on your FM dial, KBOO.FM, something you're not going to find anywhere else on the radio. And so we appreciate that we're able to provide that type of information, that type of programming, that type of entertainment, and keep you informed and keep you grooving. So if you are into it and you want to continue to be able to access this kind of programming on your radio at 90.7, I want you to pick up the phone, dial 877-500-5266.
Or you can donate online at kboo.fm. You know, you're always welcome to come in, 20 Southeast 8th Ave. The doors are open. Come on, you can bring your pledge right on down. Only $60 a year. It's $5 a month. You can give us $10, 1 hour of your day.
You know, I know I spend more than $5 a month, as far as, you know, $60 for 12 months. Sometimes I spend more than that in the course of a weekend, you know, just trying to socialize and get something to eat, you know, running around town, running errands and something. So it's not that much money, but it's a good amount if enough people do it, to help us continue to do what we need to do day by day, you know, week by week, month by month, year by year, like we've been doing for 48 years. One of the oldest community radio stations in the country, one of the most well-respected, and one of the most diverse varieties of programming that you're going to find anywhere on the radio. So I want to say it again, please give us a call. We want to hear from you. The best sound in the world is those phones ringing in the background, and volunteers are waiting to answer your call. 877-500-5266.
Or go online to kboo.fm and click on the tip jar. I know KBOO is very special to me. I've been involved with it about 5-6 years, actually having a show. Even before then, I'd come in and I was, you know, coming to the door and you're welcome.
That's
they just
right.
Welcomed me right in.
Right.
Taught me how to engineer the boards. I mean, it was great. And now I'm doing it all by myself. And a lot of friends of mine have come in, and now they're hosts.
That's what's up, man. I get to come down and chill on 1212 periodically. You guys might hear me do some report backs on the African Hip Hop Caravan to play some of the new music I'm working on. And Clav and I just have a good time. You know, like you said, this place is a community place and you can be part of it. You can learn how to run a radio station. So 877-500-5266. Give us a shout. One love.
My only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. Well, I never worry now that I'm
the fear of the unknown, that when people say I'm scared, I'm going out there.
Yeah,
and we can agree with that.
I believe that.
Why do they make it so fearful on television that a homeless person?
Well, now there's that.
Or main media.
That's a good question, because I do believe that media plays it up a little bit worse than what it really actually is. And that is, the disinformation that we may get from City Hall, from our police departments. You know, it just seems to be more of a disinformation. Keeping the people that are housed, I don't want to say ignorant or uneducated to the...
Ignorant means not knowing the truth.
That, to me, ignorance is kind of a stronger word than I really wanted to use.
We made that word that way. We used to use it to demoralize people. It only means not knowing. So
inside, when you are, all of y'all, both of you, all three of you all talked about keeping a roof over your head, working, keeping your car, and the struggles of living inside. And that's the topic of our show, Struggles of Houseless Men. Can you tell us some of the struggles you had while living inside?
Dismanaging my money and staying off drugs, and then figure out what my plans are.
Okay, can you tell me the struggles you had while you was living inside before you became on the street?
Well, when I was living inside, I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, do all kind of work and stuff like that. I got a grandfather knock at the door all the time. I'm like, well, you could get up, man. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You want to do something? It was just rough.
For me, it was the struggle of trying to look for work once I lost my job and taking care of my mom before she passed away. Okay. I was her caregiver.
Okay.
And taking care of my mom and the job, and there was the big struggle.
Okay.
Now, we all have this Grecian myth that, you got the man up. You're not a man unless you're taking care of your family or showing responsibilities. And that put an instant struggle on you, because it's not your fault that this economy is the way it is, or the affordable is the way it is. And you're trying all you can, and your woman or your friend, your mother, sister, or somebody tell you, you ain't no man, you ain't got no responsibility. How much pressure of that struggle and living inside to keep that responsibility do you go through? I mean, how does it weigh on you?
I mean, it weighs a lot, because, you got people telling you that you ain't doing this, or you ain't doing that. I mean, all my life, people tell me, oh, you ain't going to be nothing. You ain't going to be nothing, and it's just kind of hard, because getting told that from a kid on up, then you're thinking when you get older, well, I don't, family say I ain't going to be nothing, so I ain't going to go out and get no job. I'm not going to go out and do anything. You do a lot to show them, what they say. You do a lot to try to making them happy and try to show them, Just like, for instance, they tell you, oh, boy, you ain't going to be nothing. Okay, well, if I ain't going to be nothing, I'm going to show you I ain't going to be nothing. So you ain't going to go out and get no job.
At least you got it honest, huh? What'd you say about that?
I'd say the same thing that he said, okay? It's just a hard struggle just trying to, keep people from putting you down every day. You're a man. Stand up.
Well, the way I see it with my family is this, okay? They good people, but it's like, okay, it's like, you know, my grandfather used to preach all the time about, oh, well, I want to see you with this, I want to see you with that. Okay, well, then when you try to get something, they always bring you down. So it's like they don't want to see you with nothing. It's, you know.
Well, I agree with Rodney and Jermaine. But I think the thing is when they do that, when people do that, they don't know how destructive that it really can be.
Exactly.
And you start to believe that you're not worth anything, or you start to believe that you don't deserve anything. So once you start getting that belief is awful hard to eradicate or take out. It's a lot harder to get it out than it was to be put in.
Exactly. So now that you're on the streets, living outside, you know, does that constant struggle haunt you, or is it a new, different type of struggle?
Well, it's a new, different kind of streets, because before you've had everything that you needed, and now you're living on the streets and you don't have nothing. So you're starting from scratch.
So what you're saying that when you were struggling to appease your family, friends, or loved ones, that you are a man because you got all this material, financial value. Now you have nothing. So it's even more of a struggle.
And you're not worth it. Well, you're not worth anything.
Yeah. You can't really say that, because once you're on the streets, you have all the knowledge now to stand up and go on with your life. You got a whole bunch of friends.
But how can you do that, you know? Aren't you being belittled more that you're on the streets than when you was inside? At least you had something.
Right.
But now
right.
You don't have nothing.
But see, I have the freedom now just not listening to the people saying, you ain't this and you ain't that, because I'll shoot them the finger at them. Hey, this is what I am. I'm free and I'm starting all over again. Wait until you fall.
Yeah. What you say, bro?
Yeah, I say the same thing with Roddy, you know. That's how it was, you know, that's how it is for my family. Oh, you ain't this and you ain't that, you know. But, you know, I feel like this here, you know. Now, it's hard, yes, but it's like freedom.
I say, you know, like the old adage goes, you know, what don't break you will make you stronger. And right now I feel stronger now than I did before I was out in the street.
Do you feel stronger being on the street now before you die?
Yeah, because where I was living at, I had problems. You had to play by rules and stuff. So I was like, hey, come back on the street.
On the streets,
you know, so come back on the street.
Do you feel stronger now you out on the street than you was inside? Right?
Absolutely.
Why do y'all feel stronger? What makes you feel stronger? I mean, because the American concept, and everybody hear me saying it, and people probably out there know what I'm going to say. You go to college, get married, you don't have that. So how does that make you stronger? I mean,
Now it's like, okay, it's like I can get up in the morning, do a little something, go. I don't have to be back a certain time.
But you're saying you're free.
Yeah, it's like basically being
free. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
So free to make your own mind. It's no pressure when you are. Yeah. Right? Okay, now contrary to that statement, then, what about the pressure of living in the street when they say, well, you're just a bum, you got a wife or a girlfriend or a pet, and you got her out here on the streets, you're not taking care of her, and they expect you to live to that expectation. Why are you on the street? You know, you a man, you ain't doing this, you know how they say, man, you a poor man, you know, you ain't a real man. So how do that make you feel when you want to do that, but you're not given the proper resources or not allowed to do that?
I just get to the point where, you know, opinions are opinions. You know, I've always been a constitution kind of guy, you know. You're given the freedom or the right to express your opinion. You have that right.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have to agree with it, but I'm going to let you exercise that right. If exercising that right, you decide to say something hurtful, then we're going to have a different, you know, attitude towards that.
Yeah. But isn't that what, I mean, a lot of people don't read the Quran. I know there's a lot of people out here on the radio don't read the Quran. Some do, but the majority, and respect the defense, read the Bible. And the Bible says, a woman is your helpmeet, right?
Mm-hmm.
That
right.
means they're supposed to help you, where
you fall short, and that makes you a stronger couple. But some men get angry, like if your partner can beat you playing chess and all your friends, or you let your girl beat you, something like that. But that makes you stronger, because she's stronger where you weak and you weaker with her.
Yeah.
So what you say?
I was taught that a man's rules over the woman in the household and whatever else.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, woman could be pretty.
Now let's talk culture and tradition. We know what in the people of color community who's the boss, right?
Well, basically, you know. If you have a house or something like that, I mean, don't get me wrong, I talk a lot of trash, but when I get a place or something like that, I know it's going to be like, I don't want this person at my house. Well, I got to do what mama says.
So can you tell me some of the struggles that you are going through living in the streets? I mean, concrete struggles. I mean, everybody know we got this persona to live up to, and when we hit the streets, we can't show no weakness, or they'll tear us up with that weakness. So besides that strength and physical persona, what are some of the other struggles that men go through on the streets?
I think about just keeping all your belongings together without being harassed by the police department, doing an illegal sweeps, and that, and just basically where your next meal is coming from.
You know, that's what I look at too. You know, just wonder where you're gonna eat. You know, wonder where you're gonna sleep. You know, wake up in the morning if you ain't got a cop in your face or anything, or if you wake up in the middle of the night, a cop tell you, oh, you can't sleep there, you can't be here. Worrying about getting arrested on just because being on private property or being somewhere.
I'd have to agree with both of them. I know when I first became homeless, living out in a tent out on ODOT property, I struggled every dang night trying to get a good night's sleep, especially when you are constantly having one eye open and trying to close the other one to sleep. And that was the big struggle for me. Just trying to get a good night's sleep to where I could go out the next day and try and do what I needed to do to get beyond the struggle.
Welcome back. So the number to call, you lovely listeners, is 877-500-5266.
That's right, or you can go to kboo.fm. If you're online, click on the tip jar. And if you're not online, you can walk on into the station. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, right off of 8th and Burnside. We had somebody walk in the other day, and it was great to see. You know, he wanted to get one of the books that we were giving away at that time for a particular, you know, amount that you would donate. And he came in and he got his book, right, hot off the presses, and said hello to people, met the volunteers. It was a good situation. And I'm happy to be down here talking to you, because I'm at KBOO, and KBOO is a very unique place. KBOO is one of one of the most essential and profound community resources we have at our disposal here in Portland. I've been coming down here for like over 20 years as a hip hop artist, as a guest on news and public affairs shows, as a guest host, and now I work down here, you know. And it was me coming down here and getting familiar with the station, getting to know how the station works, and getting to know the people on a first name basis that make this station happen, that made me feel, you know, comfortable here, made me feel like I'm at home at KBOO. And KBOO is part of my hometown, living in Portland, Oregon. And I know it's part of yours too, whether you're in the car, whether you're at the house, you know, maybe you're on your mobile device. You're taking it in right now. You're consuming what it is that we have to offer, this product of community radio. But community radio is supported by the listeners. It's supported by the people. People have to basically, you know, share the responsibility and the accountability and the money that it takes to make this happen. So for a donation, you can help us do that. Pick up your phone and dial 877-500-5266.
And, you know, we have some great thank you prizes. We have a zip-up hoodie as community radio KBOO on it for just $20 a month. And, I mean, what is that $20 to you, Mike?
Hey, that's $240 a year. But you know what? $240 a year, what would that be? I mean, that's not even like a dollar a day.
And if you can't do that, anything helps, really. Anything helps. $5, $10, and it's super easy to do.
But the hoodie is cracking, though.
I like it.
Yeah, the hoodie is dope.
I see myself wearing it. Maybe I might leave with it.
Yeah, I can never have enough black hoodies.
You know, I remember seeing Mike here back in 99. During some hip hop rap battles that Dina B would host on the Soundbox, and I was just hooked on tuning in. I was like, all right, what am I gonna be listening to on Saturday? Now that Saturday program was something that I was definitely tuning into. Maybe you're tuning into Democracy Now or 1212. It's your choice. There's so many options when you go on KBOO. There's a newsletter that really, you know, lets you know about all the different shows.
That's right.
So call in 877-500-5266 and make that pledge today, or go online to kboo.fm.
That's right. And speaking of, you know, fine events, community events, I know we've got David Barsamian from Alternative Radio coming to do an event with us March 4th at Clinton Street Theater, and that's going to be exciting. And, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but that hoodie is beautiful.
It's looking at you.
Man, I'm saying it's like black. It's got the green radio tower on it with the red star. It's got lightning bolts coming out of it. People in the background are just looking at it. I know everybody, we fixate on the hoodies because they're such an awesome you know, piece of swag. And sometimes I stay up at night thinking I probably should have got my hoodie today. And I don't want you to lose sleep over it. So you could satisfy that urge to have something to keep you warm, keep you looking cool, and to represent KBOO out in the community if you call 877-500-5266. That would just be, you know, $20 a month, $240 yearly donation.
You know, sometimes I can't sleep at night, you know. A lot of us have this problem.
Right, right.
And I'll get on my phone and I'll go to kboo.fm and I can just hit the button and listen right then.
Whoa. Now,
we've only been able to do that since like 99, and even then I didn't even know how to do it.
Okay.
But we have that online presence.
Mm-hmm.
We have the old-fashioned radios that people still use. Right. But I mean, I know most cats are just right on their computer.
Right, right, right.
And that's how they listen to the radio now, because they don't have a tuner anymore.
Okay.
Or they're, I mean, also I listen to it in my car.
Right, right. I listen to KBOO in the car all the time.
Always informed. That's my news in the morning.
Yeah.
With my cup of coffee.
I know it's a lot of you out there winding down rush hour right now in your cars, you know. There's people, you know.
You could actually enjoy that rush hour.
That's right. So tune in to KBOO, keep it locked, 90.7 FM. Tell your friends. Tell your family they need to become members of KBOO, because it's the membership that's going to help us do what we do. 877-500-5266. Back to y'all. It's in your soul. You can do this if you try.
Of this epidemic problem that of houselessness or poverty that's striking this city, where you know, I know I'm a man. I know I went to college. I know I was raised right. I know I'm human. First of all, I know I'm human. But then when I go into a store, they look at me and they frown up, or the ladies grab their purse like I'm a snatcher or something, or I fall asleep because I'm tired. I couldn't get no sleep. The police arrest. So he's drunk. He's an addict. You know, you got to break all these Grecian myths about you and then live up to the standard that, you know, the expectation that people think of you. That's a struggle thing. Do you all face any similar struggles like that?
I think when you say, when you threw out the word expectation, that's their expectation of you.
But don't not they implant that on you? I mean, more like you said, you're a man. Like when I was growing up, I think I was 8 years old. We was fighting. I got hit in the head with a bat, and they say, "A man don't cry. You bet not cry."
That stuff hurting. You're 8 years old. You get hit.
Oh yeah.
Head.
You want to cry, but you can't cry because everybody's saying you're not a man. You're trying to prove yourself to be a man. So living up to those struggles and those expectations, like you say, is, you know.
Well, I think that's the hardest part about being a man.
Okay.
Is if those expectations are put on you and you try to live up to them and you don't, what is going to be the damage done there?
So what you say, Jermaine?
I mean, like I said, it's just hard. You just got to go through so much into being a man. You know, out here.
Yeah.
You know, doing this and doing that. And then it's like, okay, well, what do I do next?
Yeah.
You know.
So what about your struggles?
Well, I agree with Jermaine here. It is just a constant struggle, but I was just kind of like sitting there thinking about what it's probably twice as bad on a woman than it is a guy.
Two shows ago, we did Struggles of Helpless Women.
So yeah,
if the listener want to go back and go on our blog or website and go to KBOO 90.7 and listen to it, they, you know, please feel free, and we would like to hear your response from it also.
All right. Well, I don't see where the struggles of men and the struggles of women are too different. I think they're pretty much the same.
So what do you say, Rodney? I mean, how hard it is living on the street, struggling to find ends meet and to get, and then when you find a job or a house or apartment that you feel you qualify, then you don't have that address or nothing. How hard is that struggle?
Well, I always, just like R2-D2 here, it has an address, okay? So I can start from here, okay? And then work my way up, okay? One step at a time. I don't want to make $1 million in one day.
You don't?
No, I don't, but I'll settle for like $50. $50 a day, then I'll work myself up. And once that happens, then I can go look for a better job.
Yeah.
You know, I always have to keep moving up, not down.
Now, do you think, okay, let me ask you, Rodney, before I ask you all to that question. How is it out here struggling as a single person?
Well, I just take care of myself because I have no significant other. Okay.
And is it easier, you think, on your mind because you can go and don't have to worry about what's happening to her?
Right. All the time, yeah. And I don't have to worry about anybody hitting on my old lady assaulting my old lady or whatever else. But I don't have that problem because I like being by myself.
So then, I know when I stayed out on the street, I coined this one phrase, hell is not torture, loneliness is, because everybody wants somebody to go. After the struggles of the streets at night, you want to go and be with somebody to talk and tell things. But when you're single, you ain't got that person to say, okay, Jermaine, you said this and that was wrong and correct. And you say, you know, you're right. But you by yourself, you have no correction, guys.
Well, I used to.
How do y'all think that?
Well, I used to.
Would you rather be on the street single or with a couple?
I'd rather be on the street with a couple because I'm gonna tell you like this. I used to quote this line back, you know, that I learned from a family. It goes, every man wears a circle of hell around his head like a halo. Every man got to go through hell before he reaches his paradise.
Okay,
that's a good point. I do believe that we're being houseless. That's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're wading through hell to get to heaven, you know, and that's
heaven is a house, right?
Right, there you go.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. Okay, but I just can't see being with a woman right now. I'm not ready to settle down.
And is that way because of your social status, or you're not mentally in that place?
Both. Both. Right.
Okay. I'm telling you, it takes a lot. It weighs a lot because if I didn't have my wife or something, I can go and do and don't have to worry about my consequences. But I have to realize the things I do is going to weigh on her too. I think it's harder struggling on the street with somebody than without somebody, even though I'd rather have somebody because I don't like the loneliness. It's so like oxymoronic situation.
Yeah, that's the same thing with me, you know, like being alone. I don't like being without a significant other or something like that because it's like this here. It's like when you're going through stuff, you have nobody to talk to. You know, at least you can, you know, when you got something there, you can go to her and tell her this or that or
you
what you're going through.
But you got the community, right?
Yeah.
But you still don't have that person, though.
Yeah. Because you
can trust to talk to you about stuff.
Yeah.
Because basically, you can't really trust anybody in the community, so most people in the community to help you out or something like that. So, she don't.
You are tuned in to 90.7 KBOO Portland Community Radio. My name is David. I go by Clavicle, the host of 1212. I'm here to support this radio show, this station, as a volunteer. I do a monthly show from 8 to 10 on Fridays, first Fridays, and I don't get paid for it. I do it because I love it, and I'm not the only one. There's very few folks that are actually paid. Staff at KBOO. And so we got to keep these doors open, these lights on. And the way we can help is by picking up your phone and dialing 877-500-5266. You can also go online to kboo.fm, click on the tip jar. You know, this station is really important to me. We all love it for our own reasons, whether there's volunteers, you know, coming in doing custodial work. I mean, we really appreciate everybody's time. We appreciate the members, the renewing members. And I mean, really, that renewing member helps us out so much. If whether you're giving us $5 a month, $10 a month, or $1,000 at a time, it's money well used. And we really appreciate the funding. KBOO's been around since 68. I mean, over 45 years. Just go ahead and call in. It's 877-500-5266. Whatever you're comfortable with pledging. I hear the phones ringing. On the line, it's KBOO.FM. And, you know, I got involved with KBOO about 5 years ago. I was filling in before that on the sound box for Dina B, and you know, she saw something in me and said, hey, I'm gonna get you a show. She helped me out, and now I have a show 5 years strong. 1212. I play hip-hop, funk, soul, jazz. It's really anything I want to play, I put out there, and this station is loving it. I mean, I hope they're loving it. Go ahead and call in. It's 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. You know, this station right now, I mean, there's kids running around here doing interviews, learning how to be radio personalities. They have their little microphones asking us questions. And I mean, it's really inspiring to see that we, you know, as a community can get together, offer this training, a place for people, like a hub, a central hub where we can actually get together and offer these services. It's easy to be a part of the station. Come right in. It's 20 Southeast 8th Ave. Our telephone number is toll-free 877-500-5266. Operators are standing by, or you can go online. It's that easy. KBOO.FM. Every cent and dollar counts. You can pledge a little, you can pledge a lot, whatever you're comfortable with. We really appreciate your time and your effort and your involvement with KBOO. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you, man. I had a little coughing fit, you know what I'm saying? I had to go take some medicine, but I'm back and I'm happy to be here. Clive and I are going to be with you guys till 8, letting you know how to give us a call and do that pitch thing, you know, 877-500-5266, or go online, kboo.fm. Back to y'all.
Yeah, she the only one that can be there to help you out.
So this is one last question. Valentine's Day going to be this month. So how does it make you feel when you, I mean, even though you're a partner, I had to leave you out, right?
Nothing personal. I had to leave you out. For a cup of coffee then.
Okay. Even though your partners are smart and understandable, but personally, we struggle within ourselves. And how do you feel when you can't get her, though? A box of candy or that Christmas gift, or
it makes you feel bad, but now you can get a box of candy being out here, because now you can buy candy and stuff on food stamps. Huh. Okay. You can go to Dollar Tree and get like a heart or something, or whatever grocery store you can buy
Reese cup shape. Yeah. Grab a Reese cup shape heart. Right?
We know where you shop.
We ain't gonna tell him. Okay.
Well, you know, I've thought about this for the last couple of years. You know, it's really demoralizing when you think what you did before you became houseless and you were able to afford to take her to dinner, to give her those kind of things, to shower her with some type of affection, and now you can't. I feel like I've been less of a man because I couldn't do that. See what I'm saying? Right. So it's just been recently that she has been really understanding about that, because she knows that we're not in a real good place to be able to do that. But she also knows that once we get into that place, it will happen. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So, and that's what when I was out on the street, you know, I would take a paper bag and make a Christmas card or a birthday card, mm-hmm. and make it my own and stick it on there and draw it. And then she would get another card from someone else and say, well, this person went out and hustled bottles and bought me a card. But I thought the card made from my heart or my own hands would be better. So that's the struggle within inside ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's not what people think about you, it's what you think about yourself.
That's right.
I thank you all for being on this show. No, any one last thing you would like to say?
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. How's that? That'll work.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Well, keep your heads up. That's all I can say. Keep your heads up.
Because life is a struggle. Life is a struggle.
Would like to thank all our listeners for calling in with their pledges to KBOO 90.7 FM and with your Twitter comments. I'm your host, Lisa Fay, asking you to be kind to one another and send out a final tweet with your comments on tonight's show using the hashtag SupportKBOO. Join the Houseless Bill of Rights campaign and follow the Right to Rest Bill in legislation this session. One way you can support the bill is by calling your representatives and senators and telling them that you support Right to Rest, and they should too. Right to Survive supports self-defense for houseless women this Saturday at Tabor Space. It will start at 11 a.m. And if you're a houseless woman and you need a ride, shuttles will be leaving from Right to Dream 2 at 10:30 a.m. Right to Survive airs the second Wednesday of each month at 6 p.m. here on KBOO. Right to Survive has meetings the second and fourth Thursday of each month at Sisters of the Road Cafe, located on Northwest 6th in Davis, from 5 to 7 p.m. Right to Survive can also be found on Facebook or at WordPress.com or righttosurvive.org. Please check out our sites and learn more about what we're doing and what is going on. Remember again, I'm your host, Lisa Fay, and I'm asking you to be kind to one another. Good night.
See the lonely man.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. We are in the middle of our pledge drive, and up next is Hard Knock Radio. And first, some important messages.
We are corporate America. We will suppress all independent voices. We are corporate America. We will suppress all independent voices.
Is this what you want? Cable needs you now more than ever. Call and pledge.
Wondering what to do for Valentine's Day? Sword fights, tap dancing, prizes, and a talent show are just a few of the exciting acts you'll see at this year's KBOO benefit, Contessa de la Luna's Valentine's Spectacular. Don't miss this annual event that is sure to delight and amaze your eyes and ears. Let La Contessa entertain you Thursday, February 12, 2015, at the Clinton Street Theater. This is the perfect Valentine date night. Show starts at 7 p.m. That's Thursday, February 12th, 7 p.m., Clinton Street Theater. Tickets available now. Go to kboo.fm/talent show.